For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Deb Darling with us now with a look at Canal Fest, which also had its parade yesterday. And Deb, I was there. That was a parade. I mean, that went on for a while.
It does. I think it's one of the longest parades that runs in Western New York for outdoor festivals. It's incredible the amount of people that line up their chairs days before the event even happens just to make sure that they get a great viewing spot.
It's such a great community event. And maybe that would be the only rain that you see for the rest of the festival, right? From last night?
Oh, I'm going to hold you to that. But we started on Sunday, and Sunday was a beautiful day. But since then, we've had some moisture that has fallen from the skies on every day. So today's our car cruise, so we're really hoping that the skies part early so that the guys who have all the classic cars and the really nice, you know, vehicles, that they want to bring them out in dry roads and, you know, have a great night for the festival to happen.
That's always one of the cool days to head to Canal Fest to see all the classic cars lined up along Main Street, which, you know, Deb, is kind of booming. It's a great opportunity to bring people to the Tonawandas from, you know, it's not just a neighborhood event, but from outside the Tonawandas to show off what's going on.
Absolutely. It's a community event. And our car cruise goes on both sides of the canal. So it's in Tonawanda on Main Street, and it goes across the Renaissance Bridge to Webster Street in North Tonawanda. So it's bringing together two municipalities, two communities, and one event. So we usually bring in about 300 cars, about 150 on each side. So that's quite the task to get that all lined up and parked in a reasonable fashion to get everybody ready to be able to set up so that the general public can come and enjoy all their beautiful cars and vehicles.
You know, how cool was it yesterday to have that Ralph Wilson Bridge come through in the canal?
Unbelievably cool. I had no idea how the impact of that affected us. We're the Canal Fest, and it's all about the canal. Having that barge come down the canal celebrates the history of what that's all about. So people from all over Western New York were coming in down and standing on the bridge, and, you know, they're Bill's banners, and they're yelling and hooting and hollering at the barge, and the guys on it they have Bill's and all kinds of things on the barge that they were referring to Western New York and yelling back at us. And, you know, to see that magnificent size piece of equipment coming through the canal, which is what our festival is all about. It was incredible.
Super cool to, you know, be at Canal Fest and seeing the canal used how it once was all those years
Absolutely.
Ago. Well, the parade was yesterday, but there's still a lot of events coming up. I know the craft show, always very popular. That's still this weekend. What else?
Huge, huge on that. Tonight, like I said, is the car cruise. Tomorrow night we have a diaper derby where babies actually race on little race courses. They can't walk. They have to crawl. So I think we have about 30 babies that will be participating in that. It's kind of crazy and a unique event by much efforts that go into the people that organize that. And then on Friday night, we have our motorcycle cruise, and we bring in, you know, well over 1,000 motorcycles that line Webster Street. We have a separate band or a separate stage up in front of the Riviera Theater that we have a blues band coming in. There's vendors and a separate beer tent that night, along with all the other festivities that happen through Canal Fest. And Saturday, of course, is our arts and crafts show that goes for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, we also have the Sika Cup boat race all week long. Teams of two people sign up to build an actual boat on the site of Canal Fest. We supply all the materials, and it can only be held together by the Sika Cup product, which is like a liquid adhesive. It's marine grade. So they build all these boats. They can't bring in any like plans or anything. They have to build it on site with what we supply to them. And then they put it in the water on Saturday. And some of them float, some of them don't. They have heat. So it's really kind of a fun event to watch. And at the very end, all the participants that are still able to float in the water, they go in for the consi race. And the object of that is to be the last boat afloat. So there's much mayhem and fun festivities and activities that happen amongst the boaters to try to sink one another. Quite an event. Then on Sunday, of course, we have our closing fireworks on the Renaissance Bridge right over the Erie Canal. It's the most spectacular display of fireworks that you've ever seen.
That sounds great. I mean, every day you've got some really fun stuff. Do you think, because this has been going on as such a tradition, people plan their vacations around this to make sure they're home for this?
Well, not only their vacations, but their family reunions. They plan their high school reunions in some cases. We've even had people plan their weddings for this weekend because people come from out of town and then they stay for the Canal Fest because they're from the area and they reunite with family members. So it's huge for not only this community, but the people that used to live in this community that come back.
Great stuff, and everyone's having fun. I was down there yesterday and saw all the smiling faces at the parade. Deb, thanks so much, and good luck the rest of the way. Deb Darling with Canal Fest going on right now in the Tonawandas.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.